Strategic monthly planning. Have you heard of this concept before? Is it something you do on a regular basis in your business? If not, stick around because today I'm going to share why all revenue streams are not created equal and how to identify the best one suited for your current business phase and life. And the best part is that once you learn this strategy, you can repeat it over and over and over. A sustainable monthly strategy to keep you focused and productive. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners and CEOs. I hope by now, if you've been listening to my podcast for a little while, you're starting to actually believe you're the CEO of your business. And today I want to dive into a crucial step in your business growth journey. How to actually hit those ambitious goals that you've set for yourself. Now, to start off, I want to give a fact which is probably going to make your head spin. Not all revenue streams are created equal. That's right. Now, this might seem obvious, but it's a real eye-opener and really helps you gain momentum and traction when you truly understand it and know how to leverage it. So today I'm going to break this down with really a relatable example. We're into summer now. This is the second episode of this podcast series where we're talking about setting intentional goals for a certain season of your life. And in this example, let's imagine that our goal is to work 10 hours less per week. And we want to bring in $10,000 for the month in terms of revenue. Sounds good, right? Sounds realistic. All right. But how do we make that happen? It's one thing to have a goal, but we have to have some action behind that goal. We have to have a plan, a strategic plan for how we're going to get there and how we're going to put that into action and play it out. So first off, we want to make $10,000 for the month and we want to work 10 hours less. Because it's summer, you know, we want to go and do things, our kids are home, whatever the scenario is for you. So first off, we want to look, are there any outstanding invoices? If you have any outstanding invoices, send them out immediately and let's get those payments into your revenue forecast, right? It's always a good time to bring in the cash. Seriously though, you want to keep on track of any outstanding invoices. So if you have those, let's get them sent out and let's get those paid. But for this scenario, let's assume we have no outstanding invoices and we've got three retainer clients. So we're a service-based business. We've got three retainer clients who are paying us $2,000 each a month for the service we provide. Great. So that's going to be $6,000 out of the $10,000 that we want to make for the month. That leaves us with a gap of $4,000 that we need to fill. So here's where you as business owner get to be a little bit creative. And I know for some of you, this is the fun part. But maybe you've got some other offers and some other ways that you'll be able to fill that gap. So let's look at the options. Option A is to sign two more new retainer clients at $2,000 each a month. So if we got two new clients for the month at $2,000, that would bring us the $4,000 that we need to fill the gap. Option B is to sign one new retainer client at $2,000 a month and sell two half-day VIP intensives, whatever you call them. But they're a half-day of working with you intensively. And let's say you sell those at $1,000 each. So that would bring in $2,000 for the two retainer clients and $2,000 for the one retainer client and $2,000 for the two half-day intensives. So there's our $4,000. So that's option B. Option C is to sell two whole VIP days or intensives at $2,000 each, again, being our $4,000. So at first glance, these options might all seem equal, right? They're all bringing in $4,000, and that's what we need to fill the gap. But my friends, let's dig deeper. I want you to ask yourself three simple questions. Which offer is the easiest to sell for you at this time in your life, this season of your business? Without going creating all kinds of new things, what's the offer? Which offer is the easiest to sell right now? Question two, how many leads or sales calls are required for each offer? So for option A, if we're going to sign two new retainer clients, how many leads or how many sales calls, whatever that process is for you, are we going to need to be able to sell and close two of them? So this is looking at your conversion rate. I hope you know it. If you don't know it, take a good guess. Look back at the last sort of couple of months, see how many calls you had and how many clients you closed. That'll give you a good indication. So how many leads or how many sales calls are required to sell those three options? And number three, how much time, energy, and resources are needed to fulfill each service? So if you're a solopreneur, how much time, energy, and resources are needed from you? But if you have team members, you want to be looking at that side as well. How much time, energy, and resources are needed from them? You want to factor in both, because obviously if your team puts in more time, you're going to have some expenses there that you're going to have to take into account. All right, so let's look a little deeper in this. If we look at option A, which is to sign two new retainer clients at $2,000 each, we're going to realize, I'm not so sure about that. I have to provide the service. It's okay to sell, like I'm fairly good at selling it. But then afterwards, there's quite a bit of time that I need to do for those retainer clients to fulfill the promises I made. So we might realize we don't quite have the bandwidth to take on those two new retainer clients. Because remember, our goal here is to reach the $10,000 a month revenue, but by working 10 hours less, not more. Right? And if we bring on two more retainer clients, we're going to be working extra hours. So option A isn't going to meet what we want in terms of our goal. Let's look at option B. Option B is to sign one new retainer client at $2,000 and sell two half days. Well, when we actually look at it, option B isn't ideal either, because we've realized that selling a half-day intensive is actually harder than selling the full day. And we'd also have another retainer client, which is going to add more to our time. So option B isn't exactly fitting our requirements either. Okay, option C, sell two VIP days at $2,000 each. Well, it hits the revenue goal of $4,000, definitely. They're pretty easy to sell, much easier to sell than the half day, and they're the most effective use of my time as business owner. Bingo! Option C is our winner. Do you see here when we break it down that not all those options are the same? They all gave us $4,000 a month, but they didn't fit with our time requirements. They might not have been the easiest to sell. They may have, you know, have to been in contact with or had more leads to be able to produce and sell those numbers. So here's a story from my own journey. A few years back, I was in a very similar situation. I had a goal to reduce my working hours because, to be honest with you, I was working 24/7. And so I really had to cut back or I was on a one-way track to burnout, no doubt. But I still had a specific revenue target that I wanted to reach, right? I was responsible for certain bills within my household. There were certain things we were aspiring to in a year or two's time, and I wanted to be able to meet a certain revenue goal, to be able to pay my bills and provide for my family. So I had a similar situation. I had three options. I could launch a new group program or membership to get people into. I could take on more consulting clients, or I could offer exclusive strategy sessions. So I had to do some reflecting and some looking and, yeah, a little bit of number crunching. The group program and membership was great. It wasn't going to take a lot of my time. Thought it was going to be a fairly easy sell. But the issue here is that I didn't have any assets created. This was a brand new idea. I had no back end. I hadn't thought about what the curriculum would be. I didn't have a sales page. I didn't have launch emails. None of it. So it was going to be a lot of work on my part to get set up in a season in my life when I was trying to cut back on my work, not increase it. So while the idea might have been great, it wasn't right for that time. Okay, take on more consulting clients. Yeah, that could definitely have fit the revenue goal. But again, it was going to be more of my time. And it did take me a lower conversion rate on my consulting clients. Usually took a little bit longer before they were ready to sign on. And so I was nervous that wasn't actually going to reach my revenue goal in the time period that I had. So then strategy sessions was a third option. They were a lot easier to sell and they provided immense value to my clients in a very short amount of time. So bingo, that was an easy decision, right? That was the turning point for my business. I need to be putting these out there and getting people to see the value of the strategy session and to purchase. That was how I was going to work less and still meet my revenue goal. So I hope these two examples have helped you to see that the key takeaway here is really to figure out what works best for your current season of life, for your business, and for your goals. Your business isn't the same as mine, neither is it the same as the example I gave at the beginning. But running through those two will give you an idea. Look at what offers you have. Look at different revenue streams you have and actually analyze them because they're not all created equally. And once you nail this process, you know what's so beautiful about it is that you have a repeatable monthly strategy that keeps you on track without overworking that you can use over and over and over. Yes, rinse and repeat, right? You can do this month, you can do it next month, you can do it next year. This is a simple strategy that you can use for different seasons of your life, different times when you have different goals within your business and your life to be able to really focus on what's going to bring in the revenue goal I want with the time that I have available. So where are you feeling stuck when it comes to hitting your revenue goals without piling on more hours? I would love, love, love to hear. And if you're not sure and you want to talk through it, let's brainstorm together. This would be perfect for my 20-minute free call pulse check, where we're getting a pulse, taking the pulse on the status of your business and where you are right now. So we'll identify key areas in your business that need some attention. We'll develop a plan to leverage your time effectively, and we'll outline your exact next steps so that you can achieve more profit while working less. So book your 20-minute pulse check by clicking the link in the show notes. So make sure we have it available for you. Alrighty, I hope this episode was helpful. Next week, we're going to dive into the concept of profit and why it's crucial to prioritize it all year round, not just at certain times of the year. Trust me, I'm going to be sharing some insights that most business consultants won't. So you're not going to want to miss the episode next week. All right. Take care, my friends. Keep shining. Get rid of that busy work and let's focus on what really matters the most. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.